Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. How's everyone? Good, good. I shared at the Healing School about a month ago just a couple of practical methods on prayer. And somebody came up to me last week or the week before and said, I've been doing that. We talked about how the Lord's Prayer could be used as kind of like a template for prayer, that we take each line of our Father in heaven and spend some time in worshiping the Lord, and then your kingdom come, your will be done, praying for specifics of God's kingdom to come in people's lives. Lord, your kingdom come in me, your kingdom come in, you know, my neighbor. Lord, your kingdom come in my spouse, your kingdom come in my children, the government, and so on. The second way that we talked about was praying back scripture, that every time that you go through a particular verse of scripture, that after you've read the passage through, that you take and you go through it again and you pray each one of the verses back to the Lord. And for those of you that have never done it and that weren't here, I'm just going to open my Bible at random. There's no marker in here. And let's see, it says, wow. This is the passage in 1 Corinthians 10 where it talks about the children of Israel, how they were going through the desert and a whole bunch of them died. And the first verse that I looked at, now all these things happened to them for our examples. They are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Now, if I were reading this passage through in my daily time with the Lord, then I could pray portions of this passage back and say, okay, Lord, for me, this happened for my example. Lord, am I looking to your word as the example for my life? Lord, where I don't do that, help me to do that. And to be able to pray back specifically, or the verse that says, let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. You know, Lord, in the areas where I've been self-righteous, Lord, in the areas where I've thought that doesn't apply to me, you know, Lord, help keep my heart soft. As David prayed, Lord, create in me a clean heart. How many of you guys have done that in the last month? One of those two methods? Awesome, awesome. Let me encourage you to do that. It's a great way of growing in your prayer time with the Lord. Because this is him speaking to us, but conversation's not supposed to be one way. It's supposed to be us talking back as well. And so let me just encourage you to do that. Either using the Lord's Prayer as a template works wonderful, or after you've read a passage of Scripture, go back through and just take every verse and let the Holy Spirit lead you and turn it into a prayer. And again, it's a great way of just having communion with the Lord, which is what it's all about anyway. Okay, I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. We have been, the last week or two, reading from this verse, and I shared something last week in regards to this verse. Jesus is talking, Sermon on the Mount. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if you were here last Sunday, we talked just a little bit about the idea of hunger and thirst. And the Lord said there's a specific blessing for those who are hungry for God. But we talked about how the whole idea of the word hunger means emptiness. Hunger means a realization that my stomach is empty. Hunger means a realization that I lack in some area. And that hunger isn't always a fun emotion or a fun experience. It's a realization, Lord, I need you. Wow, Lord, I need you more than ever. And that's what's driving us to spend time with the Lord. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst. And the Lord says, for those who will let that drive them to me, there's a special blessing. I want us to look at another verse today, and I just want to say thank you to the Smith children. Tristan and Skylar and Janessa have helped out in the last few weeks with Dave being gone, and my son Ben normally works a bunch of that stuff, and he's been out of town for the last two Sundays helping Pastor's son Tim, the fitness outreach that they're doing down in San Antonio. And so thank you, Smith kids. I appreciate that very much. They're bringing up scriptures and doing song overheads and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, Matthew 13, verse 44 is the next scripture I want us to look at. And we'll read it off the board here. Matthew 13, 44. Jesus is talking and he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides it again and for joy thereof, goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. He stumbles across the treasure, realizes the value of it, hides it again, sells everything that he has and goes and buys the field so that he can then legally have that treasure. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 45. Jesus continues talking and he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. And verse 46, who when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Okay, if someone told you, let's say it's daytime, and an angel brighter than the day shows up in the middle of the day, says, my name's Gabriel, I just came from the throne room, God wanted me to tell you that you have $100 million in gold buried in your backyard. Just wanted to let you know. See you later. How many of you would spend a little bit of time digging up that gold? Would you maybe, before you went off to work in the morning, go out in the yard and start digging and trying to find the gold? Would you spend time in the evening trying to find the gold? Would you spend your days off trying to find the gold? Would you skip meals in order to have more time to dig up the backyard to find the gold? Now, if you're Pastor Thurman, his backyard is pretty good sized and it could take a while. How many of you would quit your job for real if an angel Gabriel showed up and said, you have $100 million in your backyard that's yours if you dig it up? Okay? All right. When I read this story again today, and over the last few weeks been thinking about this, we look at this story and the one that I just told, and to us, the most joyous part is when the treasure was found. But to the Lord, the joyous part in that verse, in that chapter, was when it said he sold for joy, sold all that he had. When he recognized the value of what he was going after and said, I'm willing to sell everything for that. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question that you know the answer to. Is the Lord more valuable than $100 million in gold? When we grab a hold of the value of who he is, that old song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. There's words to another song that we don't sing much, but that says, Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Nothing I desire compares with you. Again, when I initially read that story, the guy finds this pearl of great price, sells everything, or the guy finds a treasure in a field, our heart gets excited about the treasure. And the Lord said, when you get to the place, hunger and thirst-wise, that you would sell everything, that you couldn't wait to spend time before going to work, you couldn't wait to spend time in the evening, you couldn't wait. It's not like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do my duty and you better be thankful. It's like, are you kidding? I get to find the treasure in God's word. I'd take my days off. Lord, I might even quit my job just so I can hang out with you. There's a song that I read some lyrics from several months ago, but that's always impacted me. And the chorus says, I'd trade it all, even mountains of diamonds, to sit before kings would not sway me at all. My time, which is precious, I would pour out like oil. Foolish perhaps, then maybe not. Oh, to be the friend of God. I just encourage you, the more that we look at Jesus, the more $100 million in gold doesn't seem quite so amazing, and the more that spending time with him does. And we recognize the treasure that we all have right now that we could be gleaning from more if we spent the time with him. Amen? All right, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for what you're doing in us, Lord, for showing us what's valuable. Lord, for turning our eyes to Jesus and looking full in his wonderful face. Lord, I know that you want to bless us financially. But Lord, when we're willing to give up everything to spend time with you, Lord, it thrills your heart. Lord, then you say, they've got it now. They got it. They understand. They understand what's really valuable. Now I can bless them. Father, do that in us. Change our heart, Lord. Open our eyes to let us see what's really valuable. I just pray your blessings, Lord, on your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.